When Al Petlico, executive director of the Eagle River Revitalization Program, was approached about doing a winter farmer's market, he hesitated.
They said, how can we? We don't have any farmer stuff, but they do.
Well, we have somebody that's doing goat milk soaps, and there's jams and jelly people, and beef. We have some beef coming in from the Rhinelander area. I also do have fresh chickens and goat meat, so it's a nice selection of meat products. Hopefully some barbecue sauces and some relish people coming in, and I have goat cheese and artisan breads.
Kathy Martin of Hillbilly Hollow Farm in Conover was the vendor who pushed for a winter farmer's market, which began earlier this month.
We wanted to start this in early November, and we were having a problem finding a venue, and Al came through with this venue, and it's been working really well.
I'm the commander of the VFW, so we had a little inside track on getting the location, and they were very interested in helping us out.
Here in the VFW hall, two rows of covered tables are spread with jars and cheeses and root vegetables. Tanya Hoffrichter drove from Deerbrook to sell her products.
An hour and 20 minutes. So today, with the roads being the way they are, it was a little bit of a trip. I think the winter market is a very good idea. I think it gives people an opportunity to get things that they wouldn't normally be able to get.
What are you selling today?
I have some different jams and jellies. I have honey, maple syrup, salsa, and some potatoes, and some onions.
So 2.5 pounds.
Business has started off slowly, but the customers who come in are happy to be here.
It's a cold day outside, and it's a great way to get out of the cold and into something a little bit more summery.
Actually, I used to go to the farmer's market. I used to have a stand there in the beginning, so I just wanted to see some of the gals that are here.
There's lots of variety, and it's local. Support your local people. So come here first, then go to the grocery store.
Margie Ricklock, Sally Hagen, and Laurel Anderson make their purchases and head back out into the cold. The winter farmers market is a small venture for now, but vendors are hopeful that business will pick up as word spreads. Tanya Hoffrichter plans to start a similar market in Anago. Says Tanya,
we have good hopes for it. It should only get bigger from here.
The winter market runs every Wednesday through April from noon to 6 p.m. The outdoor farmers market starts in May. For WXPR News, I'm Emily Bright.